بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد My late Sheikh حضرت مولانا محمد يوسف لدھیانوی رحمه الله تعالى was the Khalifa of Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi and also Dr. Abdulhi Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi who was a senior Khalifa of Hadhrat Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi Spiritually and academically, both my Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala was unanimously accepted amongst his elders and also amongst the contemporary ulama of his time. He was very fortunate to have also have had the blessed opportunity to work with the great luminary of the Indian subcontinent Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. And despite not being bay'ah to Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, he used to look up to him just as a murid would look up to his sheikh. And in his writings, we find over and over again, my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala. My Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And from amongst the four great personalities regarding whom he has written, that these four personalities, I remember them daily and I send thawab upon them daily without fail. From amongst these four personalities, one was Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And whilst Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was in his 20s, he wrote an article which was published by the then well-known paper, well-known journal of Darul Uloom Deoband, Darul Uloom. And it was through that article, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi came to know Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And as a result of that article, he expressed his desire to meet up with Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And thereafter he tried his utmost to convince Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Ali to join up with Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali and work together. And when Hazrat was very young, during those moments, Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali, who was very, very experienced in the field of da'wah, in the field of ilm, you can call him the legacy of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. The knowledge of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He used to say that ye mere hum naam hai aur hum kaam hai. That means his name is same as mine and his work is same as mine. So whilst working together, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali expressed his desire that Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Ali write the commentary of Kitabu Zuhd of Hazrat Imam Tirmizi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala from Tirmizi Sharif. And that should be published in the journal which was initiated by and which was edited by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali. He remained the editor throughout his life, and after the demise of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali, my Shaykh Rahimahullahu Ta'ala became its editor. So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali expressed his desire that Hazrat Ludhianvi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala write the commentary of Kitabu Zuhd, the Kitab on Zuhd, abstinence, from Tirmidhi Sharif, and it should be published regularly in Al-Bayyinat so that the masses can benefit from it. But during the time of Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he continually expressed his desire, but Hazrat, out of humility and humbleness, did not feel that he was of that caliber to write something on hadith. So the work could not start. And after a few months or a few years, soon, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away. But Hazrat had so much respect for his elders, just as all of our elders had, that something kept on bugging him. That my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi expressed his desire that I should write the commentary of Kitab al-Zuhd. And I did not start because I did not feel myself capable of doing that. And Hazrat passed away without resolving the issue. So even now, Hazrat's desire, which is equivalent to order for me, so Hazrat's order is still upon me. It's my responsibility to write something. So if on the day of judgment, when I meet my Shaykh, and if he asks me that, did you accomplish the work on Kitab al-Zuhd, how will I face him? What will I say to him? So despite being a great scholar, and the commentary of Kitab al-Zuhd will let the readers know what his caliber is as far as explaining the ahadith are concerned, despite that, he did not feel that now that Hazrat has gone away and it is a responsibility upon me, so let me start. So he wrote a letter to his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Ali, and he explained everything to Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullahi Ali. And then he wrote that, Hazrat, I am telling you that I am not capable of writing anything on hadith, and for me you are equivalent to Shaykh bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali. So please tell me that don't do anything because you are not capable. So on the day of Qiyamah, I will be able to tell Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali that I could not fulfill your desire because Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullahi Ali told me that you are not capable of writing anything on Hadith, so don't write. He wrote this letter to Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullahi Ali. So Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullahi Ali wrote back saying that I am in agreement with Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullahi Ali, and you should begin this task as soon as possible. So as a result of instruction from Shaykhul Hadith Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, when Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi realized that there is no choice now because two akabir are instructing me, he began the work on Kitab al-Zuhd, and Alhamdulillah, in his lifetime he completed Kitab al-Zuhd of Imam Tirmizi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, and it was written in Urdu, and we at the Islamic Dawah Academy wanted to translate Kitab al-Zuhd. So we also used the same medium, the monthly journal, for the translation. And a good portion of it has been translated. Make dua that the remaining portion is also translated so we are able to publish it. And we can bring happiness to the soul and the ruh and of our Shaykh Hazrat Dudyanvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So I was thinking that since my ill health, I have not been coming on Tuesdays, and I am being deprived of this Tuesday majlis. So the thought came to me that I should present myself on Tuesdays whenever possible, and we should read out from this masterpiece of Hazrat Maulana Isa Ludhianvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And wherever there is a need to say something, inshallah, I will also say a few words. So this was the introduction to what inshallah will be read today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. The chapter on Zuhd. The trait of disinclining oneself from this world and giving preference to the life hereafter.
The trait of disinclining oneself from this world and inclining towards the hereafter. That is Zuhd. Giving akhirah preference over this worldly life. That is Zuhd. Zuhd. And Zuhd is very important. Zuhd is very important. The more you abstain from the pleasures of this world, the more easier it will become for you to prepare for the life hereafter. And the more you engross in the pleasures of this world, the less likely you will be able to prepare for the life hereafter. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is reported to have said, Ya talib ad-dunya litabirra. O the seeker of the world. O the one who is seeking world. World means money. O the one who is seeking to amass wealth, gather wealth. With what intention? With the intention of doing good. Not for worldly pleasures. There are so many people you will find in the world who will say, I want to become a businessman, I want to open a shop, and the only intention is that alhamdulillah 300 pounds is enough for me, but if I earn only 300 pounds, I can't do anything for Allah. So if I open a shop, I will earn 1000 pounds, so I will be able to spend 700 pounds in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people who try to amass wealth, acquire wealth, with the intention of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam is speaking to those people, Ya talib ad-dunya, O the seeker of the world, litabirra, so that you do good. Tarkuka ad-dunya abarru. Your exercising abstinence and leaving the world is a greater good. So if you earn wealth and help others, that is good. It's a good deed. But if you stay away from wealth altogether, that is a greater good deed. Why? Because the one who acquires wealth with the intention of doing good, there is a possibility that his heart may incline towards wealth. And his intention may change. And he may engross in worldly pleasures. Whereas the person who is only earning 300 pounds, which is sufficient for his daily needs, this fear will not hover over his head. So for such people who are acquiring wealth for the hereafter, so that they are able to spend in the path of Allah and make their hereafter better, the advice of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is that it is better that you don't acquire so much wealth. So for those people who acquire wealth for worldly pleasures, how will one advise that yes, no. Iyyaka wattana'um. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, stay away from worldly pleasures. Fa'inna ibadallahi laysu bil mutana'imin. Because the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not those who engross in worldly pleasures. Nowadays you find so many people who become wealthy or who have money and they enjoy themselves and they say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us wealth through halal resources, what is the wrong? What's wrong with using it in mubah and permissible avenues? This is engrossing. So kitab al-zuhd. Zuhd. Abstinence. Abstinence means disinclining from worldly pleasures and inclining towards the hereafter. Regarding faqih, Hasan al-Bisri rahmatullah, he said, who is faqih? A faqih. Faqih is the one who has a good understanding of deen. Who has a good understanding of deen, dunya. So he understands the difference between dunya and deen. He understands what to do, at what time, which will be most profitable for him. So he doesn't only understand the worldly matters. No, deen and dunya. And he understands that this dunya is for a few days only and the hereafter is forever. So he understands the necessities of this world also. And he also understands where to give preference to the hereafter. So he doesn't remain dry only. That all the time, akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. And he becomes neglectful of the rights of his fellow human beings. No, he is fully aware. He doesn't become neglectful of the rights of his own body, of his health. No, he is fully aware. But at the same time, he is not neglectful of the hereafter, that he only looks after his family, his wife, his children, his health, his own pleasures, and he forgets the hereafter. No, this is faqih. So Hasan al-Bisri rahmatullah alayhi says that innamal faqih. Who is faqih? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to grant someone great khair and lots of khair, may yuridillahu bihi khairan, khairan azeeman wa khairan ameeman. The tanween in khairan is for ta'ameem and also for ta'azeem. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to give lot of khair and great khair, big khair, lot of khair and big khair. So in quantity, lots of khair, and in quality, big, important khair. So that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to give lots of khair and big khair, what will Allah do? Yufaqihu fi din. He will make him the faqih in deen. Faqih. One is the faqih who understands what is lawful, what is unlawful, what is haram, what is halal. That is one faqih, jurist. This is another faqih, faqih. Faqih, the one who has the understanding of deen, how important deen is. How important deen is. And how necessary it is to give deen preference over these worldly pleasures. And he is able to make the correct decision at the correct time. That no, here I should not engage in performing nafal salat. My wife is unwell at home, I need to be at home. Because he knows that performing nafal salah will not bring that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this precise moment that attending to my wife will bring. He fully understands. He is faqih. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to give a person goodness in abundance and goodness of a very high status, then Allah makes him the faqih fi deen. So Hasan al-Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi says, what are the signs of faqih fi deen? Az-zahidu fi dunya. This is the first sign of faqih fi deen. That he does not incline towards dunya. Az-zahidu fi dunya. Var-ragibu fil akhirah, and he inclines towards the hereafter. So the first sign of a zahid is that he fully understands the value of this world, the value of the hereafter. Therefore, he always keeps the hereafter in his mind and he will only give preference to that amal, that action, that speech, that word that will bring him profit in the hereafter. الزاهد في الدنيا والراغب في الآخرة. زاهد في الدنيا and راغب في الآخرة. So he disinclines from the world, the worldly pleasures, and he inclines towards Akhirah. Zuhd and raghbat towards the Akhirah. Zuhd from dunya and raghbat towards the Akhirah. Abstinence from dunya and inclination towards Akhirah. These two, and the third sign is wal basiro bi amri dinihi. He has full insight of each and every issue of deen. Lawful, unlawful, what to do when? Al basiru bi amri dinihi. Wal mudawimu ala ibadati rabbihi. If he is fully aware of the injunctions of deen, and he has no inclination towards dunya, and his inclination is only towards the akhirah, so it automatically will follow that he will be al-mudawimu ala ibadati rabbi. He will be continually in the service and in the worship and devotion to his Rabb. So if he is attending to his fellow human beings, because he has full control over the Sharia, he knows what to do, when to do, what is the most, because he is faqih. So even when he is attending to his neighbors, when he is attending to, then one needs to be sure that even at this precise moment in this amal, he is doing nothing but he has devoted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zuhd is very important, kitabu zuhd. So Hazrat rahimahullahu ta'ala says that the trait of disinclining oneself from this world and giving preference to the life hereafter is known as zuhd. Inshallah, we will continue with the first hadith of Kitab al-Zuhd of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala in the gathering next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to attach ourselves to the Quran and to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via those mashayikh, those ulama who have understood the Quran and who have understood the ahadith just as the pious predecessors have understood. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon the teachings that is conveyed to us by them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.